A recall effort is underway for three Haines Assembly members, and we take a listen to this summer's Southeast Alaska State Fair headliners. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. A group of residents is trying to recall half of the Haynesboro Assembly, including the two newest members. Resident Don Turner Jr., along with nine other people, signed three requests for recall petitions. They accuse Assembly members Tom Morfitt, Heather Lendy, and Tresham Gregg of misconduct in office. Turner publicly threatened a recall petition for Morfitt after the Assembly voted 4-2 to fire former manager Bill Seward in December.
I blame you, Tom, for that. You don't want to try. You're one way about stuff. I am tomorrow going to start to terminate your job. I'm going to get a recall petition out and see if I can't terminate your job.
The manager termination decision is not cited in the recall requests. Rather, Turner, who is the main sponsor on the applications, lists a few other incidents he says amount to misconduct in office. Turner points to an email from Police Chief Heath Scott that he says references Assembly members Lendy and Morfitt requesting the police department provide the blotter. Turner alleges that this is coercion of a subordinate and an attempt by Morfitt and Lendy to affect their personal or financial interests. Morfitt is the publisher of the Chilkat Valley News, and Lendy writes obituaries for the paper. Turner implies they stand to benefit from the publication of the blotter because of their affiliation with the paper and their own personal blogs. Turner goes on to say Morfitt and Lendy behaved improperly when they asked manager Seward to delay opening construction bids for the small boat harbor project. They were Assembly members elect at the time. Turner says Morfitt, Lendy, Gregg, and Assemblymember Ron Jackson communicated by email about a potential extension on the harbor project's breakwater. He says this is a violation of the Alaska Open Meetings Act. On the recall application for Gregg, Turner says the Assembly member misused his official position when he said at a December 2015 meeting that the Assembly can choose or not choose to follow a section of code. KHNS filed a public records request for the emails listed in the recall applications. Turner declined to comment for this story.
I think these are so far-fetched as to be laughable.
KHNS reached Morfitt shortly after he found out about the recall applications. He called out Turner and two of the other people who signed the requests.
I think if Don Turner and Terry Pardee and Ryan Cook would like to serve on the Assembly, they should run for a seat like anyone else. I would ask that the public stop wasting taxpayers' money bringing frivolous claims such as these.
Turner previously filed a complaint accusing Assembly members of violating resident Diana Lapham's constitutional rights when they denied her appointment to an advisory committee. Ultimately, nothing came of it. Morfitt said that complaint and these recall applications amount to, quote, an ongoing attempt to silence independent voices on the Assembly.
I think we all have much more important business to do than this little schoolyard game.
Morfitt and Lendy were elected to the Assembly about 6 months ago. They unseated incumbent Diana Lapham and overcame three other challengers. One of those unsuccessful candidates was Ryan Cook, who is the secondary sponsor on the recall petition applications. Gregg was elected to the Assembly in 2015, along with Margaret Friednauer. Friednauer, Jackson, and Mike Case are not targeted in the recall petition requests. The applications are just the first step in the recall process and do not automatically trigger a public vote. Borough Clerk Julie Causey, with help from the borough attorney, will determine whether the applications meet requirements outlined in Alaska statute. If the applications are deemed sufficient, Causey will draw up official recall petitions. The 10 original sponsors will have to gather 258 valid signatures on each petition. Then the recall question would go to a special election ballot. At a meeting this week, the Skagway Borough Assembly will discuss a letter from Alaska Power and Telephone saying the company is abandoning its efforts to explore development of a West Creek hydroelectric project. AP&T CEO Mike Garrett says there is not enough demand to make the project cost-effective. The Assembly will also consider an amendment to a $200,000 port consultant contract with Moffitt and Nickel that more than doubles its price. The municipality hired Moffitt and Nickel to conduct research and advise the borough on its options for the future of the port. There is also an executive session scheduled to discuss borough manager Scott Hahn's contract terms. The meeting is set for Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Artists spanning a variety of genres will take the stage at the 2017 Southeast Alaska State Fair, July 27th to 30th. Fair director Jessica Edwards has a rundown of this summer's headliners.
Eric Krasno Band will be the primary headliner for Friday night. He's a great blues, soul, funk artist. He's really well known in the music business as a virtuoso guitarist, and he's played with a lot of other groups. This is his first solo album where he's going out on his own and he's singing his own songs. He's a two-time Grammy winner, so we're pretty excited to have Eric Krasno Band headlining on Friday night. When you said you believe it. New Sound Underground is a funk band. They're all instrumental, and they'll be playing also on Friday night after Eric Krasno Band. Great dance music, but very different genre again. For late nights, we'll have on Friday night a rap artist from Seattle. His stage name's Omri Osborne. He's a really great, positive message, but it's definitely more of that hip-hop, hard rap genre. This might be exciting, fantastic, romantic, enlightening, most likely. Our main headliner on Saturday night is going to be Deli to Dublin. They're a world music fusion, kind of pop and hip-hop. They bring an Indian music sound that's interlaced with Celtic music, fiddle, and it's really, really fun. It'll be a very high energy show. With his voice and what it seems to be, there's like another me, and he's screaming, hey, man, hey, I think you better hurry, buddy, aren't you worried? Time is ticking, ticking, but one thing I know. On Saturday night, that late night performer will be the Whiskey Dicks from Vancouver. And they're a Celtic punk band, and they're really, really fun, very high energy. They've been here before. Other artists of note, John Wayne and the Pain is a reggae group from middle of the United States in Colorado, and they are really fun. They were here a couple years back. They'll return. It's coming slowly on the scene, and every day these people want to make it. Gordy Tentrees is a Canadian artist who's a blues musician, really excellent, has been to the fair in the past as well, but it's been many years. Never give up for an unreasonable son. He's not the obvious one. Other groups we're really super excited about, we have a great bluegrass act from Montana, Caribou Mountain Collective is coming. They sound really wonderful, and we'll kind of hit that bluegrass genre for folks. Last winter I spent alone, the bitter cold, it chilled my bones, but the sunlight and the silence cleared my mind. I thought of where I've been, now I'm ready to start again. Mountain girl would make my house home. A mountain girl. I'm thrilled about this year's lineup. I think we'll have four amazing days of music on the stage, the Payson's Pavilion stage, but we'll also have excellent workshops and other acts on the Park stage and the Klondike. So I think more and more the fair is you have to really line your schedule up to see who you want to see at the right time, because there's so much going on, and that feels really good.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.